Welcome to a new edition of It's a 10-Minute Game Misconduct. Or at least we're going to try to keep it to 10 minutes. I'm CT here with Dory.
Hello.
And another day, a day later than we expected, but the Lightning and Bruins hit the ice for game 4, right? Yes,
yep.
It was 2-1 series, walking away with a big W today.
And Palat has 2 more goals.
I know. You text me. You're like, I'm in my emotions right now because you love some Palat.
I really do. And when they had the empty, you know, empty net at the end, he was on the ice.
I was holding my breath for like the last 5 minutes. Yeah.
Get Pally a hat trick. And I was like chanting it. And then finally he like left and my son's like, he's not on the ice, mom. And I'm like, I felt like the Victor be a superstar guy.
Yeah. No, it's it was good stuff, man.
And they didn't play particularly. They weren't bad. They weren't
great. Yeah.
But
neither was Boston. They were less great than Tampa was. So
they were very not great. I can't pull it up, and I'm not sure why. But I want to say Boston won 70% of faceoffs.
I took a picture of the screen capture at the end because I was really ticked off. Faceoffs were 65% in the Boston's favor, 35% in our. Everything else looked decent. Except that, well, power play, I would have liked a couple more power play goals, but, we seem to have a handle on the faceoffs last game. Not so much this game, but we were still able to squeak this one out, but we got to be more consistent in that faceoff circle. I don't understand. I mean, I've never taken I've taken one faceoff. It was terrible. I could barely stand up, but you know,
well,
I don't understand.
The other thing was I felt, especially starting maybe second period on, I don't want to say throw the kitchen sink. So I coined a new term that my son was making fun of me for, but he said, I bet you won't say it on your show. They were really pouring the hot sauce on. Boston was.
Pouring the hot sauce. So that means like trying to start little fights, little tiffs, little.
All of it. Like their intensity kind of, you know, magnified a little bit. I mean, I know we're going to address the player. You know, never did I think that Marchand would not be my least favorite Boston
Bruin right now.
Ever. But yeah, I mean, they really were, you know, kitchen sinking it. And I think that was part of it, part of the reason why. Again, the Lightning didn't look bad to me. They didn't look super great. They had moments. I mean, the defense was just, again, out. And Vasi was outstanding.
Yeah.
I will say that I'm, you know, the big fan of don't take penalties. I was so happy that Eric Chernak got that penalty in the first period. I was like, good.
I was okay with that.
I was fine with that. And I was going back and looking at all the penalties as much as I could. And honestly, they were all deserved. There were a lot of sloppy hooking penalties. They may have sold a couple of them. Maybe a little bit of the holding of the stick that didn't get seen.
Yeah.
And I did think that in the first period, the two times there were the big scrums at the Lightning net with Vasilevsky, I said, there is no way the ref saw that puck. There's no way. They had to have blown the whistle and they didn't do it. And I was like, I don't like that. But I think other than that, it was pretty evenly called.
Yeah, I felt it was evenly called. You know, I like pouring the hot sauce on. I like that.
It's
clever. I mean, if we thought there was some sandpaper in this game, just get ready for the next game. Because it's only going to get more intense. And
were you shocked at all that Richie went back out on the ice in the third period?
You mean that he didn't get a game misconduct?
No,
thrown
that
off? No.
Cassidy put him back in there because I actually saw a lot of Bruin fans on the Twitter.
On
hockey Twitter saying he's a liability. Do not put him back out there.
Even the commentators on NBC were saying the same thing. Yeah, they're like, if I'm Cassidy, I'm not putting Richie back out there. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I think if you're down, I forget if they were down by two at that time.
They were down by three.
Three? No, right, it was 3-1.
It was his major. Yeah, because it was Richie's major. Mm-hmm. They scored 1 second left on it or whatever it was to go up 3-0. So,
okay. So, I mean, I think if you're down 3-1, you put every, I don't know, you put everybody out there that you can to try to score a goal.
He's not going to score a goal.
No.
That's not what he's doing.
I don't know. I don't know what the coach's reasoning was for putting him back out there. I don't think he was going to hurt another player or do something stupid again. So at that point, because then you're just going to be riding the pine pony for the next game or whatever, or going in the next season, depending on what your contract looks like. So I don't think if you're Richie, you're going to do anything again. But
well, according to Cassidy, he did nothing wrong.
Well,
Gord sold that.
Gord's a clever player.
He really sold that. And I was like,
well, I was watching some of Cooper's post-game Zoom press conference, and somebody asked him that question. You know, Cassidy said that he called Gord a clever player.
Clever. That's it. Yeah. Clever.
And Cooper did a great job. He goes, well, yeah, he's a clever player, but he's a gritty player. And, you know, he was, and Cooper was trying to, you know, he probably won't get suspended because he didn't get the, you know, didn't get the 10 minute or whatever. But, it was funny because when Gord tried to get up, I was like, just stay down. Because I didn't know, I didn't see the hit, but when you see a player laying on the ice, lifeless kind of for a couple seconds, and then they try to get up, you're just like, stay down, man, just stay down. I mean, it was an ugly hit in the replay, even in slow motion and real motion. I mean, that's just not, it was a late hit. And it was kind of, for me, it felt like kind of a dirty hit, regardless if the player gets up or not. It was still a dirty hit for me.
Did you feel that about Paquette's hit earlier in the game?
No, I didn't think that was a dirty hit. It was right on the numbers. And, you know, like
it was closer.
It was closer to the play.
To the boards and,
like,
and
it was almost like Richie watched him get rid of the puck and then he accelerated.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like he was already mid acceleration when he went in to go hit Gord. So that's where my head was. Whether Gord sold it or not, it was still a dirty hit for me. Whether Gord was actually hurt or not, it was still a dirty hit for me. I mean, it looked like it crushed his shoulder.
It looked, and my first reaction was, oh my gosh, his neck.
Well, yeah,
because
he like
kind of did a whiplash thing, and I was like, "Oh no!" And it kind of reminds me, and we didn't talk too much about this, but the Johnson Krug, incident fight,
looked like his head hit the ice,
and it looks like Tyler Johnson's head like smashes against the ice, and it's just those moments. I'm just like, I don't want to see again.
I didn't want to see the Gord hit again, they kept showing it over and over again, but. You know, Cooper said that, you know, they were trying to err on the side of caution in between periods. And Gord was like, no, I'm going out there. So who knows if he's held together by duct tape or not. But a lot of guys seem to be held together with duct tape this time of year. So,
I would think, and this is, I don't know for a fact, but I would think he would immediately be put in the concussion protocol thing where they run through the tests and everything. And
absolutely.
They're in Toronto. The league is there.
Yeah, the Toronto wanted to review Toronto. The league reviewed the hit. It wasn't, you know.
Yeah. So I have a feeling that, you know, if anything, it was probably more of his shoulder. I did see a couple, tweets that say maybe dislocated shoulder.
That's what it looked like to me when he hit. I was like, it's either shattered or dislocated. One of the two things.
And a dislocation is basically you pop it back in. And then I think I can't remember who we talked to about this, but they said it's just kind of you pop it back in. And then it just depends, and maybe it was Mulligan, that you pop it back in, and then it goes by the pain and tolerance. Like, are they okay?
Cortisone
How
shot
bothered
here,
are they?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, it just all depends.
Thank God he's okay.
Yeah, thank God he's okay. I'd be interesting to see if Richie will be on the ice for the next game, depending on how big of a liability his coaches think he is. Yes, he's the coach of Boston, but I don't necessarily think that that is a smart thing for a coach of a team to say. especially when they have Brad Marchand on their team. But mm-hmm. he can say whatever he wants, I guess.
And it also could be kind of some bulletin board material for his own players.
Yeah,
you know?
It could.
You know, Nick didn't do anything wrong.
That's why he was back
37,
on the ice.
You know, took, you know, couldn't keep it on his skates. And we don't know, but it's also going to, you know, rile up the Lightning too.
Well, and it did. And Barclay Goodrow decided to, you know, make Richie answer the bell, basically. I think this is what they said on the
And I wasn't mad about that one either.
I wasn't either. I was like, ooh, wow, Barclay Goodrow looks really small next to Richie. But it looked like Richie was the one who came out bloodied because his knuckles and his hands were all bloody, and he was like sitting in the penalty box, like,
looking
ow.
At his hand, like,
and I'm like, well, that's what you get. You know, it wasn't a spectacular bout, but I thought Goodrow got a couple of nice little jabs in there. But, you know, it's something that our team didn't have last year, where guys who were going to stand up to those guys who would push our smaller and more skilled guys around. And the funny thing is Gord is not he is a small guy and he is skilled, but he also is one of those pest kind of guys. He kind of gets in your way.
The
gnat line. So he could have stood up for himself, but
oh yeah.
You know, that's one of the reasons why they brought in Goodrow at the trade deadline like they did. And so, you know, Chernak, big body, big boy, kind of, hey, guys, you're not going to push our guys around. I thought there was a little too much activity in the in Vassie's crease by Boston. And so, you know, I like that our guys started pushing them out a little bit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it wasn't a great game by the Lightning, but it was even less great game for Boston. So
oh, yeah.
We were able to prevail. There were some great shots. And the next game will be interesting because it kind of looked like at the end of this game that the spark was gone in Boston.
And I mean, it was gone in game three.
Well, I mean, yeah,
but I know what you're saying.
But, you know, with them taking the last 2 days off, I was like, oh, it's either
that's what I thought.
Longer for Boston to sit and dwell on it and not get out of their heads on it, or another day for Boston to feel better about themselves, feel healthier, feel more
yep.
energized. And I guess they were just sitting around thinking about the 7-1 loss instead of, you know, feeling more energized when they came out. So I thought both teams looked very, not shy, but timid. In the first 5-10 minutes. And then it picked up a little bit. It was almost like they'd had too many days off. They weren't used to having that many days off.
Yeah. There was a lot of, on both sides falling
a lot
in the first period. And I was is the ice bad?
At the beginning of the second period, they were looking at how much puddling was on the ice after that had been zammed. So I don't know if it was warmer, if they were having trouble with the ice. The puck did seem to be bouncing a lot more. So I don't know if there was an issue with the ice, but, you know, you got to play on the sheet of ice that you're given. And I was happy to see that the Lightning came out with the W in that one. So it's an elimination game on Monday night.
Again, we said this, and I'm going to say it again. You cannot count Boston out. You just can't.
No, they've got that perfection line of Pastrnak, Bergeron, who's clearly winning almost all the faceoffs, and Marchand.
And Pastrnak, my heavens, he is a tremendous hockey player. Today, I thought he was the shining star of the Bruins. I mean, I think Dave Mishkin said after the game he had 6 shots. 2 of them went, you know.
Yeah.
But if you're the Lightning and you can keep that line from scoring, you probably are going to win the game.
Yeah. For sure. For sure. And, you know, our defense has looked really solid. And I like the 7-11 split of defensemen and forwards. I think it's working for them. And, you know, Palat on that line with Kucherov and Point, you know, we don't normally think of Palat as a shooter. He dishes up to one of those two guys. But when those guys are being covered, like cheese on grilled cheese, I mean, then that opens up Palat, and he's been in the right spots and he's been putting it in the back of the net. So, I mean, just the heads up plays that we've been seeing, and it's been good. But obviously a lot of our shots that have gone in have been either, you know, going to the paint and picking up those rebounds or right between the hash marks. So, you know, none of this playing to the outside, east, west. Mm-hmm. Put the puck on net and go right to the net. Everybody go to the net, you know, and see if you can put it in. So yeah, I think that's going to be the key to success continuing. And, you know, like you said, shutting down that perfection line of Pastrnak, Marchand, and Bergeron. And
maybe, just maybe, Pat Maroon can score a goal.
I know. I thought he was going to get one today. I was like, I did too. That was so close. But yeah, so Monday evening, game five. Math is bad. I'm very bad at math. And elimination possibility for Boston. Whoever comes out of this series will travel to Edmonton for the conference finals. And yeah, I mean, that's one more round and then the Stanley Cup finals. So, you know, positive vibes towards Lightning. I'm liking what I'm seeing. I feel like they're gelling more and more, and like more and more adversity and more, you know, teams that are trying to get in our faces. We're not backing down and we're just kind of like snowplowing through it. And I'm liking what I'm seeing right now. It's unlike any Lightning team I've seen in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
The maturity level's there. We have superstars. We have four lines rolling pretty good. Our defense is playing really well. We have a goaltender who's won, I think they were saying, more games in the playoffs in the last 3 years than any other goaltender, or won more games in the last three years than any other goaltender. I mean, he was the Vezina.
He's won a lot of games. That's what they were saying.
Yeah. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens on Monday. Yeah.
I'm a little nervous for Monday night, but
here's the thing. It's not an elimination game for us, but it could be a huge swing depending on what happens. If the Lightning this are not victorious, true. It could just go downhill. Yeah. So we're hoping the Lightning are victorious. So if you got to wear your lucky underwear, your lucky scrunchie, your lucky bra, your lucky, you know, Lightning shirt, whatever it is, I'm wearing the Hedman shirt today, the Hedman dog shirt today. But whatever it is, wear it on Monday.
Yeah. Let's just get this over with and move on.
Yeah, it would be nice to kind of like sweep Columbus out of the way, sweep Boston out of the way, and then I guess it's whoever comes out of the Islanders Flyers series, which I wouldn't really want to play either one of those teams right now.
No, but I think the fewer games the Lightning play, the better off they are. You know, because it's weird because the Flyers were slated, the Flyers Islanders were slated to play Thursday and the Lightning Friday. Yeah. But because they're the number one seed, they get the prime time. So then the Lightning at this, you know, restart of the season or the playoffs, they got to be the first game today. So while the Lightning are up 3-1, the Flyers and Islanders are tied at 1-1. So it's just kind of weird.
Yeah.
So really at this point, either way, the Lightning are going to have a few more days rest than they're. I said it. I was very confident about that. They're gonna have
I think we need to go before you put your foot in your mouth any further. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And if you haven't heard it already, check out our podcast with Mike Poirier, assistant athletic trainer with the Tampa Bay Lightning. He talked to us a couple days ago live from the bubble, kind of an insider's look at what it's like to be living in Toronto in a hotel and a soccer stadium, basically, and a hockey stadium for, I think it was like 40-some plus days so far. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and subscribe so you never miss an episode. All right, Dory, we'll catch you, since it's a Monday night game, we'll catch you guys Tuesday with a new episode breaking down what hopefully will be a very exciting and happy podcast from us. We'll catch you later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.